Hundreds of business leaders heard words of hope and patience at yesterday's Bend Chamber of Commerce 2012 Economic Forecast Breakfast. Featured speaker, state economist Tom Pitowski, says there are some definite signs of recovery.
We take a look at trends. We've taken a look at it over time. You know, when economies start to come out of recessions, what are some of the things we look for? You know, we look for initial claims for unemployment benefits. They've been dropping a little bit. That's good signs. You start to see a little bit, you know, signs of life coming back. And so we project that out.
Pitowski says following a financial crisis, coming out of it has always been slow, so having patience is key. He did encourage the crowd, saying with just a little bit more job growth and a few more housing starts, signs of recovery will be more tangible. Petitions were delivered yesterday to the Bend City Council, fighting plans to move forward on a surface water improvement project. Some 1,000 signatures have been collected from residents who believe the city has not looked at all the alternatives. Former Mayor Alan Bruckner is one of those who signed the petition.
We're specifically asking for them to take a time out, restudy this from an objective standpoint, consider some of the alternatives. They want to save the surface water project, and I do too. But you don't have to spend $70 million to do it. You can just put it in on hold while you study these other factors that we feel have not been addressed.
Several other former Bend mayors support the petition, including Bruce Abernathy, Terry Blackwell, and Ruth Burley. There will be no Sagebrush Classic in 2012. Organizers of the long-running annual fundraiser say they're going to take a year off on the heels of an unsuccessful 2011 event. That event has raised some $3 million over its 23-year run, but struggled this year with the debut of a new expanded format. The Sagebrush will likely return to its golf and dinner format of previous years when it makes its return in 2013. Another lawsuit against the Mount Bachelor Academy. This latest suit has 14 alleged victims and seeks $23 million in damages. Attorney Kelly Clark says the lawsuit was filed Wednesday. It alleges emotional, physical, and sexual abuse at the Tough Love School, which used to operate near Prineville.
And they were there at all different times, some of them as early as 92, 93, 94, some of them as late as 2006, 2007, 2008, and everything in between. Yes, they're now young men and women, most of them in their mid-20s to mid-30s.
Clark has a national reputation for successfully taking on the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, and other high-profile groups accused of child abuse cases. This past summer, 17 other alleged victims came forward and filed a suit against the Academy. When that first suit was filed, an attorney for the school said the allegations are untrue and that the program has helped hundreds of troubled kids turn their lives around. A Multnomah County judge orders bail increased to $1 million for a man accused of setting off a Molotov cocktail Tuesday night at the World Trade Center in downtown Portland. David J. Hodgson, who's identified as an Occupy Portland protester, faces charges of first-degree arson, manufacture, and possession of a destructive device, and second-degree criminal mischief. The incendiary device damaged an exterior staircase between two escalators at the building on Southwest Salmon. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden tells 1110 KBND News that he has to keep pushing for an answer involving problems with some National Guard soldiers not getting promised bonuses. National Guard Bureau said this summer that a computer glitch created a problem. When the problem first surfaced, it appeared to affect 19 soldiers, but now the number seems to be much larger.
Well, this is very disappointing and disturbing that the National Guard Bureau has not straightened out this problem involving our men and women in the National Guard. Now we learn there are 61 of them who had their claims denied for their bonus payments, 51 of which have been restored, but still 10 that remain. I got contacted by a Central Oregon soldier a few weeks ago whose claim was denied in June, and he could get no resolution, and finally, out of frustration, called me in October, and our intercession allowed it to get turned around one day.
But Walden is disappointed that he had to intervene in order for soldiers to get the money they earned. He's also trying to get an answer on the exact number of soldiers affected and what's being done to fix the problem. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast comes up at 6:35. In that cast, a jury finds Stephen Blaylock guilty of murdering his wife, Lori. We will have details. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.